100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. It's time for the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the story. 700 weekly challenges. Can you believe it? We've been doing this for so long, peeking into so many worlds, places, times. Our imaginations have flowed all over and in dimensions, possibilities, dreaming, thinking, feeling. It's amazing. And the journey isn't over yet. There are so many more things to do. The topic for this week was void. You want to hear the story? There are a bunch of them. Let's go ahead and listen. I'll see you all on the other side.
Hi everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Tell us a story. They shifted in their seats. The idea was to listen to stories at the beach, not tell stories, people thought. Just any story. People tiptoed away. The host waited. It was such a nice day. Come, have a seat here. Everyone left, except for a little girl. Do you have a story to tell? The little kid nodded and pointed at a scar on her chest. It was huge. She smiled and said, "But I still have my heart in here." "That's a great story," said the host, thinking it was all worth it after all. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of norvillejoe.com, and it's late, and I can barely talk without tripping over my tongue. But anyway, this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 700, with a prompt of void. Lawrence, I hope your feet are dry and you're above the waterline and doing okay in the great wet state of Texas. Anyway, here's my story. True, Bilbert's white shirt, white t-shirt, wasn't fancy, and Linoleumanda's dress looked more like a wizard's robe than a ball gown, but they weren't much different than most of the other kids, who milled around, wondering what was going to happen next. Then the DJ's voice blared enthusiastically, filling the void in activity. "Until we can find our culprit, let's dance." A popular fast-paced song rattled the cafeteria windows. The formerly shy students filled the dance floor. Bilbert felt a tap on his shoulder and turned to find Ms. Fruncio scowling behind him.
"May I have a word with you, please?"
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week when I am hopefully more coherent.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
All final appeals have to come through me. I only deal with the serious stuff. Last-ditch stays of execution on death row. Last-minute repeals of death sentences. Pardons at the 11th hour. That sort of thing. I'm thorough. These things have to be done properly. no loopholes or errors. You'd be surprised just how often they manage to screw up the legalities. A missing signature, insufficient copy documents, or simply completing the forms in blue rather than black ink. So, I stamp them void in big red letters, and they have to start all over again.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And I got a milestone. Well, actually, two. First, we hit the 700th week. Woohoo! Also, this week I post my 1,000th story. Wow. How'd that happen? Well, my story tonight is called Last Chance. The sign said, Last Chance Lemonade Stand. It sets at the very edge of the void. Technically, not in the void, because you can actually see the damn thing. Moreover, it was actually the only thing on either side of the void. As he took a stool at the corner, one could see the light fade to black. Well, actually, it wasn't exactly black. It was more the absence of tangible form. Since most folk are light on cash, I'm pretty liberal of credit. Some folk have been here an eon or two. Can I get you a refill, Adam? And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic of void. It's called Floating in a Tin Can. I peered into the inky void. Far off, further than I could comprehend, the small blue planet, the place I knew as home, receded into the distance. Soon it would be indistinguishable from the other pinpricks of light that studded the darkness. As I hurtled through space with only the thinnest of foil to protect me from the vacuum outside, I slowly, inevitably, became insane. When Mission Control realized the awful truth, they abandoned me, cutting my communications, leaving me to my fate. They also made a fat profit from the sale of Major Tom Space Hero t-shirts.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I stared into the void. It stared back at me. I made faces at the void. It made faces back at me. I put my thumbs in my ears and wiggled my fingers. The void stuck its thumbs in its ears and wiggled its fingers. We kept this up all night. I'd do something and the void did it right back. I know it's not very mature to do this to the void, but how often do you get to stare into the void? Or maybe I drank too much and got locked in a Forever 21 changing room again.
And there you have it. the stories from you, the weekly challengers, the 100-word storyologists, whatever you want to call it, those are the stories on the topic of Void. I want to thank everyone who's a part of this weekly challenge, every weekly challenge, all 700 of them, going back through so many, scrolling through and just remembering hours and hours and days. It's incredible. And we're going to keep going. I know I sound a little different. Maybe not. They've got a temp. This plastic retainer thing. It's kind of like an Invisalign, except with two fake teeth embedded in it. It's... whatever. If only I had brushed my teeth this much before, right? I just like to say that I got in a fight or something. I don't know. I used to play hockey. Yeah, and these are being replaced. Yeah, it's not that I didn't floss. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. The next topic is net. So there'll be a bunch of stories this week. And we'll be back with a weekly challenge next week. Once again, thank you all for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.